Thomas O'Brien, the former Roman Catholic Bishop of Phoenix, has been convicted of leaving the scene of a fatal car accident last summer. The jury deliberated for more than 6 hours before finding O'Brien guilty of hit and run. The former spiritual leader of Arizona's nearly 500,000 Catholics is believed to be the first Catholic bishop ever to be convicted of a felony. Mark Moran of number station KJZZ reports.
Bishop Thomas O'Brien hit something so hard the night of June 14th that the passenger side of the windshield on his gold Buick splintered and caved in. The impact was so hard, he testified, that he winced and quickly covered his face with his right hand. He told the court that he thought he'd hit an animal or that someone had thrown a rock at his car. But instead of turning around to see what could have caused such an impact, he drove home. Juror Eric Mickelson says that broken windshield became a turning point for the jury.
This was not guesswork. It was a windshield, a significant damage that obviously did not happen by just a little bird flying into the window. So that was a fact that we definitely took into consideration.
O'Brien testified that had he known he'd hit a person, he would have returned to the scene. Instead, he locked himself in his house for 2 days, refusing to answer the door or the telephone, and his secretary testified tried to have his windshield replaced. Prosecutors said he probably would not have faced charges had he stopped. But in the crucial seconds after impact, the jury decided that he made the wrong choice, and later lied on the stand to cover up his actions in the moments after he hit a jaywalking and intoxicated pedestrian, leaving him to die in a Phoenix avenue. Richard Blaylock was part of the jury.
We cut it down to 10 seconds right after the accident. We didn't care about what happened, what he found out later. We didn't care about him trying to change his windshield. We didn't care about anything after the fact. It was at the time of the accident and what he knew at the time of the accident and how a responsible person would act.
O'Brien said he didn't stop because he feared for his safety. Just 2 weeks before the accident, the bishop sidestepped prosecution in a church sex abuse scandal. He had allegedly failed to report accusations against priests who molested children, sending those priests to different parishes rather than reprimanding them. O'Brien was allowed to keep his job after a deal was made, and victims' rights groups were outraged. But the accident, the dead pedestrian, pictures of O'Brien in an orange jail jumpsuit on the front page of the newspaper, and a criminal trial were enough to convince Rome that O'Brien had to go. After leading Arizona's 480,000 Roman Catholics for more than 2 decades, Bishop Thomas O'Brien resigned. Now, several months later, he's been found guilty of a felony. Monsignor Dale Fuchik is the co-vicar general of the diocese and a friend of O'Brien's.
It's a sad day, and it's the kind of situation where certainly nobody wins. You know, we respect the work the jury did. I know it was hard for them and the county attorney's office, and, you know, we just pray that everybody heals now.
As it has throughout the sex abuse scandal and the fallout from the hit-and-run accident, the Catholic Diocese of Phoenix continues to support O'Brien. Thomas Olmsted is the new bishop.
Our prayers continue to be with Bishop O'Brien and with his family. He is our brother in Christ, and we shall continue to be one with him in prayer, and we shall do that as we await his sentencing.
O'Brien will be sentenced after court officials prepare a report that will cover his personal background, including details of the way he handled the sex abuse scandal. The former bishop, now 68 years old, could face a sentence ranging from probation to almost 4 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.